NPR's Jackie Northam joins us now from Beirut. Jackie, Israel has repeatedly said it warned civilians to get out of southern Lebanon. What's your understanding of why civilians are still in the area?
Well, Leanne, many people in this area in South Lebanon are farmers, poor farmers, and they don't have the money or the resources to get out of town. There's a shortage of gasoline, and taxis are charging exorbitant prices to drive people to cities like Tyre or Beirut, further up the coast. People can't afford it. And many are just too scared. They're being told to move out of the area, start heading north, but many cars are getting hit by Israeli warplanes while they're on the road. And by the way, this is making it difficult to get emergency workers into Khana today. The roads are in very bad conditions from all the bombing, and it's dangerous. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has ordered that humanitarian aid be allowed to reach Khana, but this is the first time Israel's given any guarantees of safe passage for relief or humanitarian convoys. And in fact, it rejected calls by the United Nations for a three-day truce. The UN and international aid agencies have been trying to get into towns just like Khana to help evacuate people like those who were killed last night.
The Lebanese government told Secretary of State Rice not to visit Beirut right now, and the Prime Minister spoke publicly earlier this morning. Tell us what he's had to say.
Well, it was a short, but it was a very emotional speech, and he was visibly angry. He called on all the people in Lebanon, the Arab community, the whole world to stand against Israel. He said that those who died in Khana were martyrs, and he called for an international investigation into the killings. Most importantly, Prime Minister Senyorta said, now is not the time for any discussion other than immediate and unconditional ceasefire. And that, of course, is in reference to any planned talks with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Prime Minister Senyorta made it clear that Lebanon wants a cessation of fighting on both sides, but until that happens, there's no room for negotiation. And by the way, Prime Minister Senyorta has been on a couple of Lebanese television networks saying that Israel knew it was targeting women and children in this attack.
What's the mood of the people now in Beirut?
Oh, there is a lot of anger here. And there was a spontaneous demonstration, but it ended up gathering thousands of people today at Martyr Square. And that's in the center of Beirut. And at some point, demonstrators broke into the UN building there and they ransacked the place and were rushed out. But for the most part, it was peaceful. And what's interesting, there's an increasing amount of support, really from all political and religious stripes here, for Hezbollah. And that's a change from what we've been seeing over the past few weeks, where many people were angry at Hezbollah for dragging Lebanon into yet another war. And now you're seeing that anger is directed towards Israel and the United States.
NPR's Jackie Northam, and she joined us from Beirut, Lebanon. Jackie, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.